Okay, yeah, no, I'm taking the kids to the room, I like to hear you better.
Okay, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, members of the board of executive premises, I understand that you wish to participate in the hearing for your brother, am I correct, sir?
Yes.
Okay, just hold on, this hearing is about to begin.
Okay.
Okay, back to Mr. Jesse Rodriguez. Can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Jesse Anthony Rodriguez, ADC number 148569.
Thank you, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the one alleged violation listed under warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on July 19, 2018. Is that correct, Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Hearing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today?
Yes.
I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on the video conference screen, I'll begin with the opposite side of the bench. We have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. My name is Luigi Yonis. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. Also present in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Turner, and will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you, your supporter, Mr. Leandro Rodriguez, and Mr. Turner in. So all of you, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Rodriguez, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from our community corrections officer, and we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Rodriguez. I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse the criminal rules of company as follows. Violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to establish residence at TLC 2202 East Roosevelt Street, Phoenix, Arizona, on about January 9, 2018, as verbally directed on January 9, 2018. Your whereabouts were known, thus been absconded from supervision. Mr. Rodriguez, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you. Based on Mr. Rodriguez's admission, I move to find the delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may not have had lapsed in the criminal days or company.
Second.
Agree.
Who seconded?
Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed upon by Dr. Wright and Ms. Rittenhouse. Mr. Rodriguez, we're going to continue with the second phase of this hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Turner, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information about this case. If you're interested in anything, we'll come back to you shortly for questions. You'll be able to speak to the board in detail, and we will also give your supporter a chance to speak to the board as well. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Rodriguez. Mr. Turner.
Yes, Mr. Rodriguez was released from ADC custody on 1-9-2018 and arrested on 6-26-2018 by Phoenix PD. No new charges are noted. Returned back to ADC custody on 6-26-2018 with an adjusted CCD of 2-24-2019 with 168 abscondes. Current conviction, 2013, burglary, third degree, 5 years. Prior conviction, 1999, commitment A, count one, unlawful use of means of transportation, 1 year, 6 months. 1999, commitment B, count one, theft of means of transportation, 3 years, 6 months. 2004, theft of means of transportation, 7 years, 6 months. This is his third term in ADC with a CQIR score of 33, mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 2. STG information, he self-admitted to being a member of the criminal street gang Westside Chicano Phoenix. Prior terms of supervision, 2003, TIS release, absconded for 112 days, arrested, reached CSCD in custody. 2010, TIS release, absconded for 18 days, arrested, revoked by DOEC. Disciplinary is significant and lengthy with assault, possession, manufacturing of a weapon, disorderly conduct, promoting contraband, drugs, possession, manufacturing of intoxicants, and possession of a communication device noted. Other arrests, 1991, aggravated assault, Arizona juvenile probation. 1993, shoplifting, Arizona juvenile probation. 1996, criminal damage, Arizona juvenile probation. 1997, theft means of transportation, Arizona juvenile detention. 1997, criminal damage, Arizona juvenile detention. Has a GB score of G7,
V8. Thank you, Mr. Turner. Back to you, Mr. Jesse Rodriguez. Well, I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like you were released from the Department of Correction, which initially is homeless. During intake, you're approved to reside in TLC 2202 East Roosevelt Street, Phoenix, Arizona. But you did not establish residence at TLC. You don't have any employment notes, so were you working at all when you were outside of prison, sir?
Yes, I was.
Where were you working?
Village Enterprise, and I was working at Fleet Wash.
Well, we commend you for being productive. That's always a good sign. You were referred to task for random drug testing. Well, history was established because it would seem that you disappeared from community supervision pretty soon after being released from the Department of Corrections. And we have no sanctions notes, so I'll just ask you some basic questions. What were you doing for the 168 days? Well, you sort of answered that. You said you were working. But what were you doing for the 168 days that you were missing from community supervision?
Working, taking care of my girlfriend. She has to take a shot every Thursday at 10 o'clock, so I would, go to work, stay home, maintain, our residence, and make sure that I didn't get inside no charges, nothing like that.
So, you never resided at TLC during your transition out of the Department of Corrections. So where were you living, sir?
I was living at 330 North 18th
Avenue. And that was your residence or your girlfriend's residence, or what was the arrangement?
My girlfriend's residence.
It sounds like that you were trying to be productive and responsible. We appreciate that. Why did you break off contact with your parole officer? What might have made a big difference?
Because when I didn't get released, I told my parole officer, right, that she could approve my aunt's house, right, and I'll give her the residence, right, and she said that she couldn't do it, right? Because I didn't have an address when I got released. And, I figured, right, if I go to a halfway house, that would be a relapse in my thought processing again, once I had to join the environment and all that stuff.
Okay, it sounds like you have some history with drug abuse. Is that right, Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
What was your drug of choice?
Marijuana.
And was there any marijuana or any of the hard drugs?
Just marijuana and drinking. That was it.
Okay. It looks like that you were arrested under absconder warrant by the Phoenix Police Department. What caused Phoenix B to make contact with you when you were arrested?
Traffic violation. Because I was on a bicycle and I didn't, do a proper turn. I didn't use a hand signal for my turn.
I'll just be direct, Mr. Rodriguez. It looks like that you had some past experience with parole. You absconded two times before. So with your freedom at hand, why did you abscond again?
Because I didn't want to go inside the environment that would be, more, like drug activities, gang activities and all that, But I just wanted, to work and, get away from the gang activities and, all that negative stuff.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. I have no questions from fellow board members. Mr. Rodriguez, I recognize that you have a supporter on the telephone. Am I correct? Is it Leandro?
Yes, Leandro Rodriguez.
Yes, sir. If you can state your full name again for the record.
Leandro Rodriguez.
And what would you like to share with the board today, sir?
Jesse is my brother. And I just wanted to be here and just to support him and let him know I got my own place now. And if he ever needs a place to stay, my door is open to him.
Thank you, Mr. Leandro Rodriguez. Is there anything else you'd like to share?
I also got a job lined up for him as soon as he gets out. If he was to get out, he'll have a place to go. He'll have a job. Day one, stepping out. I got no problems with drugs or anything, so I don't tolerate that in my house, so I will keep them clean.
Well, thank you for offering that. You sound like a very supportive family member. I'm going to ask the fellow board members, do you have any questions for you? Okay, thank you, Mr. Leandro Rodriguez. Mr. Jesse Rodriguez, we're getting very close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't share anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else that you feel that is important for us to know or understand before we deliberate?
Yes. I was changing my life for the good, right? Making sure that my family, my family needed anything, I was right there with them, any support, like my niece, when she was pregnant, she is pregnant, and I would always, go make sure that she needed anything and all that, because I never been out for no births or anything like that. My nieces and nephews, I was trying to make sure that, that I did somewhat good, when the indoor I absconded, I was making sure that, my head was on the right place, working and doing everything.
Well, thank you, Mr. Rodriguez. The board's going to be going into discussion now. It may sound like we're speaking with you directly, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona? So if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, this is an unfortunate case. Inasmuch that I really appreciate where Mr. Rodriguez is arriving, it sounds like he was working. He was taking care of a loved one. He established a residence. And he does sound like an individual who's making a very positive turn in his life. Unfortunately, he did abscond for 168 days. This was his third time absconding from community supervision, and there's just no way of knowing how this transition was coming along without being monitored by his community corrections officers. So when you put it all together, I want to commend him for the direction he's moving in, but I'm not finding him a suitable candidate for returning to community supervision. I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues.
Great.
Well, we're going to make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to this board on warrant number 2018W0263, a discussion with Mr. Rodriguez, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Rodriguez was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in the criminal Rains Oil Company.
Second.
Great.
Seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed upon by Dr. Rice and Mr. Johnson. Mr. Rodriguez, your supervision has been revoked and you will be released on or about February 24, 2019. I recognize that may sound like a long way away, but it's actually less than 7 months. So we encourage you to take advantage of these last months to put together a plan for your return to the community. I'm very glad to hear, as one board, as one board member, that you have the support of a brother. You sound like an individual who's has your back. He's talking about having work available for you in a place for transition. So you're reminded when you come out of the Department of Corrections in February, you will no longer be under community supervision, you will have a parole officer, and you'll be able to pursue your own interests. And we really hope that this will be the change in your life where you can move on and stay out of the criminal justice system and be productive and responsible. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion will take place, and thank you for appearing before this board today, Mr. Rodriguez. Thank you, sir.
Is there any way I can give my brother my address? He don't have my address.
You know, what I would suggest, sir, is to communicate that to the Department of Corrections so they won't put that on the record. But you can communicate that through the DOC, and you have enough time with 7 months left to get it to him.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. We're going to end the hearing.